Years ago, there was a fourth grade girl named Carly who got up every morning and hated going to school. She knew what awaited her, teasing and mocking. You see, Carly had a stutter. She could not get a sentence out without lots and lots of stuttering. And the kids thought that was hilarious and teased her constantly. One evening, the family was at the dinner table, and something happened that changed the direction of her life. They were eating. She wanted some butter for her bread, but the butter was at the other end of the table. And she started to ask, "Please pass the butter." But with her stutter, she just couldn't get it out. Plip, 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 plip. Finally, her mother came up with an idea. She said, "Carly, try singing it." And Carly sang perfectly clear, "Please pass the butter." Not a very profound song, but it worked. And she found out that she could sing without stuttering. It helped her develop confidence so that eventually she could speak without stuttering, but it also gave her the direction of her life, for Carly Simon went on to become a singer and a songwriter. Sometimes music can do things that mere words cannot. I think that's why all the great movements are associated with music. When the slaves in this nation were seeking emancipation, they sang those powerful songs that we have come to know as spirituals. Our early Adventists had those great early Advent hymns about the second coming. In the civil rights movement, there were the folk singers and "We Shall Overcome." And it was true when God led his people from Egypt to the Promised Land. We've been looking at the story of Moses, and today we look at the music of Moses. Four songs in the Bible that are associated with the name of Moses. And you know, songs are not simply to be analyzed and to be talked about, but to be sung. So we're going to be doing some singing this morning. The first song, or I should say songs actually, for there are two, are found in Exodus chapter 15. Moses had just led the children of Israel out of Egypt. They have had that experience at the Red Sea where they thought they were going to be destroyed by the Egyptian army, but then God parted the water and they walked through, and then the army was defeated. And as they reached the other side, they sang a song of triumph and victory. God as the warrior who won their battles. I say two songs because there is the song of Moses. There is also in the chapter the song of the prophet Miriam, Moses' sister. In fact, many believe that the original kernel of the hymn was Miriam's song because it calls for singing, and then Moses' song answers with singing. A song about God the warrior who fights Israel's battles. All the other nations tremble because they realize that Israel has the greatest warrior in their God. Listen as Pastor Patty and Pastor Andy share the song of Miriam and then excerpts from the song of Moses in Exodus 15.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea. His picked officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. With the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders?
The song of Miriam and the song of Moses, God the warrior who fights Israel's battles. Let's sing, the battle belongs to the Lord. The second song comes at the end of Moses' life in Deuteronomy chapter 32. As Moses is about to leave, he knows he's going away, he's going to die. He calls the people together and he sings them a song. It is a song that points to God as the rock. Rock has been important through this Exodus. You remember Moses at the top of the mountain when he wanted to see God's face, but God hid him in a rock. You remember the rock flowed with water and gave the thirsty people something to drink. And you remember it was a rock where Moses disobeyed as well. And so Moses speaks to the people of God, the rock, who is faithful. And he contrasts that with Israel's unfaithfulness and failures, how over and over again they have failed, but God is the rock who remains faithful. Listen as Pastor John Choi shares excerpts from the song of Moses at the end of his life in Deuteronomy 32.
Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condense like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God, without deceit, just and upright is he. Yet his degenerate children have dealt falsely with him, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years long past. Jacob abandoned God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. Praise, O heavens, his people. Worship him, all you gods. For he will avenge the blood of his children and take vengeance on his adversaries. He will repay those who hate him and cleanse the land for his people.
God is the faithful rock. Let's sing Rock of Ages. When we think of the Psalms, we think of David. And of course, the superscription at the beginning of many of the Psalms says of David. Scholars differ as to exactly what that means, whether it means authorship or simply dedicated to or in the spirit of. But although many of them say of David, there is one psalm that says of Moses. It's Psalm 90. Perhaps the image of the psalm is Moses at the end of his life on Mount Pisgah, knowing that he is about to die. And this psalm reflects on the fragility and brevity of life. Our life is like a mist. We live 70 years, maybe 80 if we're strong, but then we are gone. And then it contrasts the brevity of our lives with the eternity of God. And it prays that God will prosper our work so that our lives are not in vain. And it finds hope in God's eternity, in spite of our brevity, our fragility. Perhaps there is hope in this God who is eternal. Listen as Pastor Alger shares portions of Psalm 90.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, you mortals." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. For all our days pass away under your wrath, our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and prosper for us the work of our hands. Oh, prosper the work of our hands.
Our lives are short, but for God, 1,000 years is as a day. And there is hope in Him. Back in the 1600s, a young man named Isaac Watts was born to an independent church family, those who had broken off from the Church of England. And in that independent church, they sang only metrical versions of the Psalms that did not have a lot of literary beauty. Isaac Watts once complained to his father that he wished they would sing something that had more beauty to it. And his father challenged him, "Well, then write them." And Isaac Watts did. He became the father of English hymnody, over 600 hymns. We have more of his hymns in our hymnal than from any other person, 24 of them. His hymns were based on Scripture, but they were Christian paraphrases of Scripture. And we have a hymn in our hymnal that is one of Isaac Watts' paraphrases of this psalm, the Psalm of Moses, Psalm 90. Let's sing, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come."
Shelter from the stormy blast.
The last song associated with Moses is found in the New Testament. But there is a surprise, a twist, a stunning change. We have been singing about God as warrior and rock and eternal. But now, at the end of the book of Revelation, just before the plagues, you remember that when the children of Israel went out of Egypt and Moses led them out, there were plagues before their deliverance. And John the Revelator says that there will be plagues before the final deliverance when Jesus comes. But he reminds Christians that they don't need to worry about plagues. He sets forth a vision before the plagues come, a vision of God's people gathered around the throne. And there they sing. And they sing the song of Moses, but it's not just the song of Moses. It's the song of Moses and the Lamb. Already in Revelation, we have seen this picture of the Lamb, another of those visions that take us to heaven around God's throne. In Revelation chapter 5, John sees the one seated on the throne, and he's holding a scroll. And there is no one who can open the scroll. John realizes that it's terribly important for this scroll to be open. It really has the inheritance of God's people. No one can open it. And John cries. But then he hears good news. There is someone who can open the scroll. It's a lion from the tribe of Judah. The lion was a symbol of the Messiah who was going to come and defeat Israel's enemies. And so there is a lion from the tribe of Judah who can come and open the scroll. But then he looks, and it isn't a lion. He sees a lamb. Not just any lamb, but a lamb that has been slain. You see, the twist when we get to Revelation is that this God who is the mighty warrior, the eternal rock, wins the battle not by his might, but by his self-sacrificial love in coming to the world and entering into frail humanity and giving his life for us. And so the saints sing the song of Moses, a song of victory, but also the song of the Lamb that shows us how this God won the victory. That warrior God wins by becoming the slain Lamb. And there's something else that's different from the original song of Moses. In the song of Moses, all the nations trembled and feared at the sound of Israel's warrior God. But in the song of Moses and the Lamb, all the nations come and worship. Listen as Pastor Dante shares the song of Moses and the Lamb from Revelation 15.
And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and amazing are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Lord, who will not fear and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your judgments have been revealed.
Throughout the book of Revelation, we go back and forth between earth and heaven. The book is interrupted by these visions where the saints are around the throne praising God and singing. And I think John is trying to tell us something. He's trying to tell us that when we come together and sing praises to God, When we sing praises to the Lamb, we are already being lifted up from the earth. We are already pre-living our eternal destiny. We are already anticipating and beginning to experience the salvation of God. So let's end this sermon not by talking, but by singing to the Lamb. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. And as we sing, feel yourself already around the throne of God. And let's stand as we sing. The blessing of the Lamb who saves us, who promises that we may sing his praises for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.